the Zohar HaKadosh writes in Vayikra Daf Chav Dalet V'chad dina ishtelim yashre ale de barnash keden estayem v'etakenu etzba'an hamesh bego hamesh shemina b'smala la'ahza'a de'akula estamechu ale. The Zohar HaKadosh means to say that Chas v'Shalom, if there is a judgment on a person, obviously a judgment is not a good judgment, so without him realizing it, his fingers are going to start to play with each other, and he's going to put his fingers in a shiluv, meaning he's going to take his right hand and stick them between the left. So when that happens, then Chas v'Shalom, that's a sign of the judgments. So the Zohar HaKadosh is saying that certainly one on purpose shouldn't put their hands together, that the fingers are interlocking. That's the Ben Ish Chai writes also Beferush from Ben Wa'ari in Parashat Pinehas Ot Yudhet, that one shouldn't, although you could put your right hand over your left like this, but you shouldn't interlock the fingers together. The Ben Ish Chai goes further. He says you shouldn't put your hands really as much as you can try behind your back. You should always keep your hands in front. Seems that there's a bit of Bahya talks about it at length. The powers of the fingers and the right and the left. And it's brought down in the book called Sefer Zechira. The Chas v'Shalom, those that are accustomed to doing this, it brings them Chas v'Shalom nideh da'aga. Brings them to worries and things like that. I'm only telling it to you because a lot of things we hear when we're young that they say don't do it, but we don't know if it's a source or something that is a folklore or some, you know, fairy tale that they're telling us. And some of them are fairy tales that they're just telling us don't do it. But this one over here is actually well documented and sourced by the Zohar HaKadosh and, as I said, the Ben Ish Chai. It's also brought down, of course, by Sefer Hasidim, by Rabbi Yehuda Hasid. I'm just quoting, Yizaher shelo yishalev etzbaot yadav zu bezu. And that's, again, also the opinion of Rabbeinu Yaakov Chaim Sofer in Kaf HaChayim.